Record cold, power outages, and boil water notices have wreaked havoc for millions of Texans. As KERA's Stella Chavez reports, this week's relentless blast of winter also frayed the nerves of farmers and ranchers who power the nation's food supply.
As snow fell and temperatures plunged, most Texans hunkered down indoors. Not Faith and Bill Ellis, though. They bundled up and hopped on their tractor, which this week doubled as a snowplow.
We're headed out to feed these cattle, check on them.
That was Wednesday. The next day, they were back out on their 80-acre farm, a couple of hours northeast of Dallas. They plowed through 2-foot snowdrifts to check on their 25 head of cattle, plus pens of chickens and rabbits. They also grow mustard and collard greens, cabbage and carrots. When bad weather hits, that means more work.
It's a constant, almost around-the-clock thing. When we finally come in, right when the sun goes down, we're exhausted because we've been out 2 to 3 times during the day, trudging through, 2 feet of snow, trying to make sure that produce and animals are taken care of so that when all this thaws out, we can get the produce and the animals to the market.
Ellis and other Texas farmers say it's too early to know the full extent of crop damage. They'll have to wait till things thaw out. All of their animals made it through the storm. Ellis worked to harden their cattle for this weather. Plenty of food plus their coat helps them retain heat. One complication, this all hit in the middle of calving season.
The calves are, being born and they're wet and they've got to get them warm. So that's our biggest concern. And for those, we will bring up closer to the barn and then open the barn for the mothers and their babies to get in. But it's a matter of kind of herding them up there so that they can do that.
3 hours southwest, outside Waxahachie, John Paul Deneen and his wife Heather farm 700 acres. They raise cattle and pigs and grow wheat, corn, and milo.
We woke up, at 0 degrees. We've been 7 days below 32. The fuel in our equipment has gelled. We did not have additive in there to keep that from happening because that's never happened to us before.
That meant he couldn't start his tractors for 2 days. What really threw them was the power cycling off and on.
Those things really throw a kink in things because you have, heat lamps trying to keep pipes warm, heaters trying to keep equipment warm. When you don't have consistent electricity, then you can't have that stuff to where you can start it up. And it has really, been an awakening for us.
Earlier in the week, State Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller told Fox News Business he was worried about the food supply chain.
The shelves are bare in our grocery stores of any dairy products. We've got poultry producers that are suffering. We've got little chicks in hatcheries that can get no power, so they're freezing to death. We've got eggs and incubators that get no heat, so they won't ever hatch. It's inexcusable, the situation we're in.
John Paul Deneen says he's talked to farmers across the state. Some lost citrus crops in the Rio Grande Valley. Others had cattle challenges.
We do have friends that have had calves lose ears because of frostbite. We have had one friend that has lost 10% of their calf crop because of the bitter cold.
He wants people to keep this in mind. If the next time they're at the grocery store, they see the meat counter not fully stocked. I'm Stella Chavez in Waxahachie.
And for the latest developments on the aftermath of the winter storm, visit KERANews.org. I'm Justin Martin.